And welcome to this Thursday, November 21st edition of Between the Lines, a week away from the Thanksgiving holiday. And the Wisconsin Farm Bureau is out with its annual Thanksgiving Market Basket survey. We're going to talk with Sarah Hetke coming up a little bit later on in the program about that. Support for impeaching and removing President Donald Trump from office appears to be decreasing in Wisconsin. We're going to talk with Marquette University Law School poll director Charles Franklin shortly after the bottom of the hour. A group that promotes student voting alleges in a new lawsuit that Wisconsin Republican student voter ID requirements are so onerous they're clearly designed to prevent students from voting. We'll get reaction to the Andrew Goodman Foundation lawsuit from League of Women Voters in Wisconsin Executive Director Aaron Grunzi coming up a little bit later on in the program. Fond du Lac Fire and Rescue crediting a Good Samaritan with saving two lives early this morning. Fond du Lac Fire and Rescue's Troy Hazy will join us on the next segment of the show. As you may have heard in the news this morning, Governor Tony Evers has signed a bill focusing on over-the-road truckers to help crack down on human trafficking. The bill's author is Fond du Lac Republican State Representative Jeremy Thiesfeldt, and he joins us on the first segment of the show. Pleasure having you on the program.
Good morning, Greg.
So we talked much earlier this year about this. You were circulating this bill. It implements a human trafficking teaching component for all new truck drivers in Wisconsin, and now the governor signed it into law. Your thoughts?
Well, I'm pleased that it occurred. As I told you off the air, I'm actually in San Diego right now, so I wasn't able to attend the ceremony. So it came up kind of suddenly that we learned that the bill was going to be signed, but always a pleasing thing and an exciting thing when you can get a piece of legislation that you authored signed into law.
All right. Explain for the listeners how the idea came about to have this teaching component for truckers when it comes to human trafficking.
Well, members of staff brought me the idea, and I had recalled that there had previously been some discussion in a previous session about this. There may have even, in fact, been a bill, but for whatever reason, it didn't make it to the finish line. And so, as is often the case, legislators come up with ideas not out of their own heads, but out of other people's that talk to them and get the wheels in motion. And it seemed like a popular idea. You can see from the co-sponsorship list on the bill, it had a wide array of bipartisan support. In fact, the lead author in the Senate was LaTanya Johnson, a Democrat from Milwaukee. And we were able to very quickly get the bill out, as is indicated by the number. AB 22 was the bill number, so that was very early in the session. And quickly we're able to get hearings in both the Assembly and the Senate, and really had no opposition along the way that I can recall. Didn't have to amend the bill at all, so it was a pretty smooth process, unlike it sometimes.
All right.
It is not so smooth.
How is this? Where do the truckers, where are they going to get their information on how to learn about human trafficking and what signs to look for?
Well, the department has to put together a course for approving commercial truck drivers licensing. And the tech colleges, by and large, are where people take these courses. But any other private company that might operate a truck driving school would also have to implement this and present their training course to the department for approval. So that the state is sure that anybody who's out on the road driving has a Wisconsin-issued license is following certain requirements and has attained certain skills in their truck driving. And so as part of that approval process, they would have to show that they have a component of recognizing the signs of human trafficking and how to prevent human trafficking so that And it's a program going forward. It doesn't reach backwards to to previous truck drivers who have been licensed. But there are plenty of online requirements available for this. There really isn't any cost to the state in implementing this, because there's a group out there called Truckers Against Trafficking. And any of us can go on to the internet, go to that website, and there are numerous videos on there that kind of take you through the problem and things you can do to prevent it. So it's not a big change. The bill doesn't even describe specifically the amount of time that's necessary for this program to be implemented into, or this component to be implemented into the programs. But they do have to bring it up and, at minimum, teach them to recognize those signs and what to do about it.
And so the hope is that if the truckers have, like when they're at truck stops, for example, and they see something that concerns them, that they'll call police?
Right. Yeah. Thing is that the reason we wanted to do truck drivers is because there are so many trucks on the road, and they kind of are the eyes and ears of the road. And already they are responsible for reporting an awful lot of negative activity that's going on in the roadways, at the truck stops, places like that along the way. There certainly are a whole lot more of them out there than there are law enforcement. And so if they can act as an arm of law enforcement, that certainly makes our roads safer. And for the individuals who become victims of human trafficking, which unfortunately many times is primarily young females, it may save a life or two along the way.
Do you think that if word gets out that this is in place in Wisconsin, it could act as a deterrent as well?
Well, I'd like to think so. I'm not certain that those who are involved in human trafficking necessarily are paying much attention to the laws. If, you know, many of them have a whole bunch of people who are kind of enslaved to them. And if a few of them end up getting rescued by this sort of system, it probably will make it clear to them that it's getting more difficult to do business in Wisconsin. And one of the corridors that's been a struggle for this is I-41. And that, of course, goes right by Fond du Lac, goes right through the 52nd District, and that certainly makes it a big concern to me. And so we can keep these individuals who are engaging this practice out of my district. I certainly would like that, but concerned about it statewide and concerned about it nationwide as well. And Wisconsin has kind of seemingly become a hub for human trafficking, and that's surprising to a lot of people when they hear that. So it's a issue that the legislature has been taking very important, and this is not the first, and it won't be the last bill that deals specifically with this.
But it sounds like truckers, community in general, is behind this.
Yeah, they came and testified in favor. There was no opposition. I can recall at least one truck driver came and testified and was excited at the prospect of all of his fellow truckers learning the things that he's learned in his studies of this problem.
All right. It's been signed into law by Governor Tony Evers. It is the Trucker Education Bill, authored by Republican State Representative Jeremy Thiesfeld of Fond du Lac. Jeremy, we greatly appreciate you joining us on the program. Have a happy and safe Thanksgiving holiday.
Thank you. You too as well.